The law is the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act of 2000. Now, you're wondering, isn't Secure Rural Schools the program that provides a few hundred thousand dollars to Sitka schools every year? Well, it is, but this money comes from a separate title of the act and has a totally different purpose.
Improving existing infrastructure, implement stewardship objectives and enhance forest ecosystems, restore and improve land health and water quality. And in fact, I believe 50% is required to be in watershed restoration work.
That's Perry Edwards, the Sitka District Ranger and the federal officer who oversees all funding proposals under this uniquely public program called the RAC, or Resource Advisory Committee. The Sitka District has pulled in between $150,000 and $200,000 a year in RAC funding since the act came into law. Edwards says past RACs have had a broad focus.
Working on existing infrastructure with trails and doing restoration work are the two big ones that we see. We've done a lot of work with invasive plant removal. Readout Lake, we funded part of the fertilizer for a number of years that helps with the sockeye production at Readout Lake. We've done a number of wildlife habitat improvement projects at Stargavin and out on Kruzoff Island where we did pre-commercial thinning, which is basically taking out the smaller understory trees in an area that's been harvested. It grows back like weeds, dandelions where you can't see in. There's no understory, which is the groceries for deer in the wintertime, is key critical for that, and it shaded it out. So we use that funds. The RAC chose to use those funds to do those improvement projects.
RAC proposals come from two directions: external proposals from organizations who have a specific interest in a forest project, and internal proposals. The RAC has the final say over all comers, but Edwards says the district will be submitting an attractive internal proposal this year.
Sawmill Creek Campground. It's been closed now since the dam construction started. And we actually have some funding from the city tied to their FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the dam money from the original license relicensing to put forth to do some renovations on it, because right now it's just a mess.
The Resource Advisory Committee is comprised of up to 15 members, 5 members each from 3 general categories: the commercial timber, forest products, or outdoor recreation industries, nationally recognized environmental, historical, or hunting organizations, and teachers, elected officials, or the public at large. In the event someone representing these interests gets a seat on the RAC and wants to push a special agenda or project, RAC coordinator Lisa Hirsch-Valandry is there to prevent a conflict of interest.
They have to bring in a representative of their organization or group or whatever to talk about it to the RAC, if the RAC so chooses to want to talk to them and ask questions and stuff, that can be. But that RAC member cannot be that person.
In the last 2 years, the Sitka Resource Advisory Committee has been unable to muster a quorum, and so the Secure Rural Schools money has piled up. Edwards estimates that there is roughly $650,000 to spend. There are challenges to either getting a seat on the RAC or submitting a proposal. Edwards says that's where he comes in.
People don't realize the details that the federal government has. And what I hope our role is not to be a stumbling block, but rather to help them be successful in at least putting that forth in such a format that it can be looked at by the RAC.
The terms of 2 members of the Sitka RAC are due to expire this year. Terms on the RAC are 4 years. Proposals to the RAC are due in April. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.